Wingspan Act kaki sini hatma pentama kan aku wihit tu makan dan makan saya tak kau ni skin dan nak kaki sih cikai cikku wah ketu eh kekuanu itu tetap bersuara ikhkin aku pandai kekuanu makan aku wish nak kumas ni aku makan istana yang setuju sih mau pertama aku mama nistam First part, basic band custom. Background, utanahitehi. Ayan iskita pa at sumustagin. According to a First Nation oral history, our umaskiku ancestors in regard to leadership of any kind, how they choose their leader. They seem to have either selected a person they already know would be best for leader. According to oral history, choosing a leader was depending as to what kind of a leadership requires at the time. If it were for the family well-being, safety and survival for the family or a group of families, the elders of the group have always decided what will be the best to do and who will be the best person to choose for leader for such task. If it is hope and trust for the successful hunt for the family, the chosen person or a group of persons would be picked out of the most skilled, strong, and experienced to accomplish the required task. Again, the decision most all times from the elders of the groups. In our oral history, it was always the elder who would do a decision making for the family or groups of families. As in the case may be, sometimes there are large family of natives, sometimes all related and become a clan. This type of society usually was known as clan or a band. Not always related to such band, most usually by intermarriages from another large family. As stated in the previous paragraph, this was where the elders have always played decision-making body for the group or the band. In our area of the bay, the large clan never existed for more than a decade, and so was the band. The band never settled into a place of a land, but still intact as a band. Therefore, it is of this kind of group of natives where the cultural custom has most applicable for the band. It was in this kind of temporary society where most always the elders provide knowledge and wisdom for leadership. Therefore, pass on a cultural education to the next of generations. Page 2, the basic customs. It was usually an elder who was looked up to for help. When the band was being threatened by other native or bothered by other person or a group of persons to defend to the threatened and harassed of the group by a shaman power, it was always the elders. It was always an elder who had enough thorough knowledge of the land where the area of the land would provide life for a family during all four seasons of the native year. As far back as the oral history went, it was always the elders who looked up to provide wisdom for the survival of the family, including the band. This is a band custom. Our oral history went back thousands of years before the European came to this land.